This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Looking to make it 16 in a row. I know you're pumped. We're going to talk a little bit more about the game right now from NBA.com. It's John Schumann. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, John.
I'm great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're really looking forward to tonight's game. I mean, it's so early in the season. Like, you wish that you could get a trophy. Well, they are kind of playing for a trophy with these silly cup games. But, tonight's game, what does it mean when you've got the Cavs going against Boston in a game like tonight's game?
I mean, long-term probably doesn't mean a lot, but I think it is sort of an opportunity for the Cavs especially to just sort of establish themselves and in their own minds, most importantly, as capable of competing with the defending champions and a defending champion that, the vast majority of people predicted to win the championship again. I mean, last year's Celtics were, one of the most dominant teams in NBA history. And, they brought everybody back. Obviously, they're still missing Kristaps Porzingis right now. But, this is the standard bearer for the league right now. And to, be able to compete on the same level with them just as, puts that sort of more confidence in yourself as a team.
John, most impressive thing about the Cavaliers' start?
I would say it's Evan Mobley, but two, it's also just the bench. Like, I mean, if you look at, when they've been truly dominant, it's when they've got reserves on the floor. I mean, they've outscored their opponents by 21 points per 100 possessions, which is a huge, huge number with Caris LeVert on the floor. Now, some of that is Caris LeVert probably shooting out of his mind. I mean, he's shooting like 46% from three, so that's part of it. But, I think the great thing about the Cavs is that they can have two of their four best players on the floor all the time, and that's just a great combination, whether it's Garland and Allen or Mitchell and Mobley, to have an elite playmaker on the floor and a two-way big on the floor all the time. 48 minutes, you're going to have two of those, guys on the floor. I mean, that's tough, especially in the regular season when teams are playing longer rotations and obviously you're playing, weaker competition. That can just make you such a great team. Like, the Cavs have been great with all four guys on the floor. They've been incredible when they've just had two and they're playing against other second units.
The thing I keep looking at, obviously, the way the offense is spaced, the way they're moving the ball, they're getting really good shots. And they're paying off because they're number one in field goal percentage and number one in three-point percentage. Those things typically don't last. I keep wondering, all right, when the shots don't drop quite like they are, is this team capable of playing at this level? But if you're getting good looks, maybe you are capable of shooting this level, John.
Yeah, I mean, I think the offense will come down at some point. Like you said, like their 3-point percentage is the second highest in NBA history right now, so that's not going to last. And even just, you know, the offense in general probably can't keep up at this level. But, I mean, this is a team that we know ranked number one in defense 2 years ago. Like, they can be a great defensive team as well when you've got Mobley and Allen on the floor together, or when you've just got one of them, the ability to play one of them on the floor at all 48 minutes, you're going to be a very, very good defensive team. I think they should be able to have the ability to win ugly at times too, if they need to. We're still haven't been tested a ton. You know, they've played a relatively, you know, weak schedule so far, but, so are the Celtics, actually, if you look at it. So we're going to, tonight will be a great test. I'm fascinated to see how they do defensively, especially the Celtics are a terrific offensive team that knows, you know, how to succeed on that end of the floor, find a matchup that they can exploit and then go from there.
John Schuman, NBA.com, joining us on the hotline. Cavs fans kind of look at this and they go, well, JB Bickerstaff isn't here anymore and the roster is pretty much the same. And the only big change is Kenny Atkinson. Like, what have you noticed about this team that is a direct effect from Kenny Atkinson?
Well, I think Mobley's development and sort of the Mobley taking a larger role in the offense, being more aggressive, playing more confidently, is a big thing. I think the rotation, Kenny Atkinson knows sort of how they can have success with that rotation, like I talked about, where you have two of the good guys on the floor at all times. So I think that kind of sort of game management has been an important part of it. And I think team just is bought in, like on both ends of the floor. Like you talked about, the ball movement is huge. Like that, like the confidence guys have in everybody in the rotation, whether it be, you know, Ty Jerome or George Niang, like there's no sort of hesitation to pass to a guy who's open, right? Like I think that they sort of bought in on the collective part of it, where, you know, offensively we're going to move the ball and whoever's got the open shot, we have confidence in him shooting. And then obviously defense, we're going to play a little bit more aggressive than they have in the past, and have the confidence that, you know, if they gamble for a steal and don't get it, that there's somebody behind them that's going to, you know, make the next rotation. And then that guy's going to have confidence that whoever's behind him is going to make the next rotation. That's the one other thing. I think defensively, they're a little bit more aggressive on that end of the floor. I talked to Kenny Atkinson last week, and he says, yeah, we encourage guys to go for steals. Like, you don't hear that from a lot of coaches, where we want guys to be disruptive and get steals and turn teams over so we can get out and transition. And so I think that's part of it too, just being a little bit more aggressive defensively.
John, anytime we can look at the Cavs right now and think of anything that's critical, I think we're just nitpicking. But I think that there's something to nitpick with this tonight, because if there's a way the Celtics clearly can exploit the Cavs, Cavs are 28th in 3-point percentage defense, and the Celtics jack up more threes than any team in the league. And of course, they did that all the way to an NBA title last year. How does that factor in tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all just depends on how the Celtics get their threes, right? Like, this is a team that likes to exploit mismatches, right? The Celtics offense is very simple. It's put your weakest defender in front of Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, and then they go to work from there. They read the defense. They either attack those guys one-on-one, or if they gain the attention of a second defender, then they move the ball and find an open shot. So one, like, okay, who are they going to try to attack in the Cavs lineup from the start? And I imagine that's going to be Garland, maybe even Mitchell to a certain extent. So then it's a question of, all right, well, what do the Cavs do if now Darius Garland is guarding Jason Tatum? You know, how aggressive are they as far as One, how well does Garland hold up? Two, like, how aggressive are the Cavs in, you know, bringing a second defender to that matchup? And then how well do they rotate out of that, right? So I think it's just sort of what kind of threes are you giving up? If it's one-on-one step-back threes, then okay, that's better than, you know, Tatum drawing a second defender, and then the ball moves, and now Derek White's got a wide-open three, right? Like, you want to avoid that kind of situation.
John, let me ask you about the power rankings, which are out. Now, of course, I want to invite everybody to read that on NBA.com, which you've got on there. You know, obviously to us, it stands out that you can see that the Cavs are number one, and I think that's pretty exciting about that. But, man, I mean, the rankings are dominated by teams from the West, and, you know, outside of the Cavs in Boston, it's tough for anybody in the East to kind of break into there.
Yeah, you know, the East went 3-0 last night in games against the Western Conference, which was a huge day for the East because prior to that, the West was 37-15. I mean, even right now, as we speak, 13 of the 15 Western Conference teams have winning records against the East, which is just now. I mean, the Celtics have only played one game against the West, and the Raptors have played eight. Right, so it's a little bit sort of unfair in that. Concept, but the West has sort of long dominated the East for the last 25 years or so. But this is something like we've never seen before. You know, the fact that, you know, the West right now is 37-18 against the East. That's a 67% winning percentage, which is just unheard of. I think that will come down with time as the, you know, Celtics and Cavs and Magic and Knicks maybe play more games against the Western Conference. But those four teams right now are basically the only good teams in the Eastern Conference. The Pacers have been disappointing. The Bucks and Sixers have obviously been hugely disappointing. Whereas the West, it's, you know, there's some teams with disappointing records a little bit, but it's almost because they've played other good teams in the Western Conference and not because they've suffered particularly bad losses.
John, thanks a million. We'll always read your stuff, NBA.com. And again, the Cavs atop your power rankings there, and look forward to talking to you down the road, especially if the Cavaliers can keep doing what they're doing, and it should be a fun season here in Cleveland.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
John, thank you.
John. All right, John Schumann from NBA.com on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hotline. Tonight, gigantic game, Cavaliers-Celtics. I'm excited for it. I know it's early in the season, but who cares, man? We sit here and we've been depressed all day about the Browns. Let's talk about something that's kind of exciting, something good that's going on. And Cavaliers have definitely been that. I don't know how you can't love the way they're playing right now. But the question I think Cavs fans are probably looking at right now, because, I mean, if you think they're going undefeated all season, you know, good luck to you. I'm glad they legalized it. But, you know, to be able to go into Boston tonight and play against a team that we, you know, even NBA.com says, you know, until, and I'll say this, until they get knocked off their perch, during the playoffs is a top four team in the NBA. You know, as according to their power rankings, Cavaliers were number one. They stayed at number one for the last 2 weeks. The Celtics are sitting at number four behind the Warriors and the Thunder. But is this sustainable? Like, when they're shooting and they continue to hit and hit big shots and just, you know, over and over and over, is this play that they've been under all year, the way they've been playing, is it sustainable?
No. Doesn't mean success isn't sustainable, though. Okay. Don't you think?
I absolutely think they're going to be successful.
They're shooting the ball incredibly well. And, you know, we talked about this before. It's a byproduct of a different type of offensive system that's leading you to some really good looks. Even with really good looks, Andy, you're not going to hit the way the Cavs are hitting right now. They lead the NBA in scoring, in field goal percentage, and three-point percentage. And you're making 52.5% of your shots, basically, 52.4. And 41.9% of threes. Those are silly numbers.
But, Jeff, someone has to be in first place on some of those stats, right?
I mean, but first place isn't the number that matters. What really matters are those percentages. And they're silly good. The other teams are going to start to figure it out. They're going to start to, okay, now we have to try this. And then the Cavs will have to adjust. And no reason to think they can't. You're just not going to shoot that well. It's going to be interesting to see when the Cavs' shots don't fall as regularly as they have been, how they play and what their win and loss totals are. That's the thing. I mean, they've been so good. And there's not a lot of tape on them. You know, it's a new offense and everything else. Teams are going to scout. Teams are going to catch up. They're going to figure out how to defend the Cavs a little bit, and then it'll be up for the Cavs to adjust. But that to me is the thing to keep an eye on. When those shooting percentages start to drop, and naturally they just have to, folks. I'd love to say, man, well, why can't they? They're just naturally going to drop. And then what happens with the Cavs? You know, will they fall off the face of the earth? Absolutely not. But they're certainly not going to, you know, keep stacking 10, 15-game winning streaks.
Well, take it to the other side. Take it to the defensive side of the ball. You know?
Meaning what?
We're spending a lot of time talking about the offense.
Well, that's why they're 15-0. They're not 15-0 because of their defense.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, their defense isn't.
It's solid.
It's not horrible.
By all means. But it is horrible against the three. And the Celtics jack up more threes than anybody. So watch that tonight. If the Celtics are shooting, and if the Celtics are hot behind the three-point line, and their three-point percentage isn't the best, they're 11th in three-point percentage, but they jack up more than anybody, 51.1 threes per game.
Well, I also
that's unbelievable, and it's almost six threes a game more than the second best team as far as threes attempted, and that's Charlotte. So they're going to shoot a lot of shots. If they're on and the Cavs' defense isn't any better than it's been, the Cavs might get smoked tonight.
Hmm.
But Celtics are going to have to hit those. And the Cavs' threes have to be better. Remember, when teams are shooting threes, who's defending those guys if you're the Cavs? And right. The Cavs' three percentage isn't good. It's smaller guards usually. You know, you're not seeing too often where you'd see Evan Mobley or Jared Allen out defending somebody at the three-point line. So it's the smaller guys, and teams have been getting better looks over the guys, I guess. And so just keep an eye on that tonight. I think it's a factor.
I think another part of it is, and you know, I didn't ask John Schumann this straight out from NBA.com, but when you read his story, I mean, there's a little bit of fool's gold going on in there, because if you read his story, he says, you know, the Cavs have played the league's easy schedule in regard to cumulative opponent winning percentage, with 10 of their last 15 coming against teams no better than the 5-8 Hornets. 12 of the 15 have come against teams that rank in the bottom half of the league defensively. It's 15-0. It's the teams they put on the schedule against you. What do you want them to do? And they're winning. You got to beat the teams you should beat, right? They've done that. Now, maybe there have been 15 teams in their way that they should have beat along the way, but that's why I think tonight's a little bit important. I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying that this is going to define them for the rest of the season. I do think that they can, you know, they can prove to Boston, who I'm coming off of last year, why wouldn't you, that, hey, we're going to be better than we were last year, and we are going to be a force. You're not going to knock us out of a series 4-1 at the end of this one. We're better than that, and we're going to show you that we're better than that. But by the same token, Boston wants you to come into their house and say, you know, we're the champs, and who do you think you are? And I know you're getting all kinds of attention, and I know, okay, you're 15-0, but who'd you beat, right? That's when you read, even reading the NBA.com story, who'd you beat? How'd you do that?
Yeah.
That 15-0 might be fool's gold. I think a lot of us are watching for that, too, tonight.
It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how you can't be. It's must-see. What do you got?
Go ahead, Dino.
Yeah.
Who guards Tatum?
You?
Jeff, I don't even know if I could stand in front of you at this point without rolling an ankle. See, and this, that's no offense to you, because you got a great mid-range game.
Thank you. This is the little bit of the intrigue here.
Right.
Because the Cavs are built with two good smaller guards and two good big guys. And the Celtics are based around two stud wing players. So there's your catch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where you have to think, well, how's this going to work? I would think Evan Mobley might get some time out there on Tatum a little bit. I would think Isaac Okoro is going to get a lot. Max Strus would if he were playing, but he's out with an injury. Caris LeVert might be out with an injury.
Slim down Niang?
I wouldn't do that. I would think that you're going to throw Mobley and Okoro at him like crazy. But here's the question. Okay, so you slow down Jason Tatum, then who's going to be guarding Jaylen Brown?
Well, that's only, what, 50, almost 55 points a game between the two of them, so.
Yeah, that's the double whammy.
I mean, Tatum's averaging almost 30 a game.
That's where I think the Cavs are still weak.
Yeah.
Even though they're 15-0, they have a glaring need on the wing, I think. I think Caris LeVert's been terrific, and, you know, I like Caris a lot. And I think they've done some good things there. Hopefully their first-round pick will develop, and that might take care of it down the road, but certainly not right now. But that's, you know, it's think of the strengths of the Celtics, and it's the weakness of the Cavs, and think of the, you know, think of the strength of the Cavs, what I think is the strength, along with the two guards, but Evan and Jarrett, weakness of the Celtics. So two teams that aren't designed to match up against each other going at it tonight.
But the other thing, though, and Andy, I don't know if you brought that up or not, but I mean, the other side of it is on the offensive end, you could put Horford in the blender. I mean, the guy's 40. You know, at some point, it's no longer going to hang up the way that it once did. So as much as you're sitting there going, okay, who guards Tatum, who guards Brown, kind of the weakness, the other side of it is the Cavs' youth might be an asset here because you could pull a guy like Horford away from the bucket and be able to make some moves there.
Maybe he's what he's averaging. He's averaging about 5.5 rebounds a game. So if you're concerned about him, you know, dominating the boards, and he's stronger. He's way stronger defensively than he is offensively. So, you know, so.
Right, he's there for defensive corner threes more than anything.
Yeah. It's a good point. It makes the game more interesting to watch tonight, too. You know, can you shut down a guy that's averaging 30 points a game? Can you shut down a guy who's averaging 25 points per game, especially when everyone's looking at you because your offense has been revamped and it feels a little bit better.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.